caught in the rain sometimes. But I see something in you that I've never seen before, and I can't be sure, no, maybe not, but I think it's worth a shot.
WMFO in Medford, listening to Rising with Sky Bar. This is a band called Michael Caine and the Morning After.
Why begin all these songs where the night don't give a fuck star? Where the night don't give a fuck star? Why begin all these songs? With a night, don't give a fuck star. With a night, don't give a fuck star. In all the older world, have to tear this world apart. In all the other words, are just the same old songs about breaking each other's hearts. In all the older ones, we tear this world apart.
But it won't break. Never had much. Hello?
Hold on. That was Krista Johnson had called in. Call right back, and we should be good. I was in the middle of playing a song, so I cut it. Hold on, I got you. Krista? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, can you hear? Oh, that's great. You can hear me.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we're good. I stopped on a turntable in the middle.
Oh, okay.
But that's all right. Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Back in the day, you could come in here and play music, and it was all great, but this is the best we can do for now.
So, yeah, totally. Thanks for making it happen.
Oh, yeah. It's an awesome CD release, but before I want to ask you a few questions about it, I love the way that you're flexible, and you don't lock into one style. And when I first found out about you on Only Roses, and that was pretty much you and a group of different musicians. Then you morphed into Talk, Talk, Talk with Steph Curran and Nick Hall. And I first saw you at O'Brien's. They were with you. And so I guess you wanted to do a proper, like, Krista Johnson and a Cure-All's release. Then you did 100 Restless Thoughts, took a little bit of a turn, kind of an acoustic, you and Vanessa Silberman collaboration, I guess you'd call it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now you get Blue Hour, which is a bit of a synth vibe to it. So that's kind of you and Benny Grotto. And again, you kind of like went back to having a bunch of different players on it with you.
Yeah.
And it's got a little bit of a synth vibe. Still rocks, I think. But what led to this musical direction on Blue Hour?
It was really just that. Like, I was so influenced by synth music. And I got into a bunch of new bands. And then I was just like, man, I just want to dance right now. And I think... A lot of people, like, felt that last year without really, having the same interactions or, like, being able to go out much.
Yeah.
I think you just wanted to get that energy. And, it was just so nice to try to create the music that inspired me.
Right.
And I was just, like, influenced by a lot of synth stuff.
Yeah.
And, I started making demos in GarageBand and sending them to Benny and using the synths as basically the foundation. It, right. Rather than the guitar, which I had normally done.
Yeah.
And, I'm driving right now, so I'm just going to pull over real quick. I don't want to lose reception.
I know it. I know it.
Hill right now.
I wish you were sitting here in the studio. It would be better, but we'll make it happen. Yeah.
But we're making it work.
Yeah. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And as long as you can hear me still, I think we're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I just want to talk about the videos. Running uphill, where'd you shoot that?
That was filmed at a place called the Glamis Sand Dunes in California. And that's like kind of near the Imperial Desert. I think it's a part of it. And it's kind of bordering on Arizona.
Yep.
But it's like the craziest desert I've ever seen. It's just all windblown sands. And not far from, like, Salton Sea.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of eerie out there. But then those dunes are just so beautiful. And we got there right around sunset and, filmed it all. We filmed that video and the sound music video, which also took place in the desert in the same day.
You did a lot of running in the running uphill video. That's like a workout video for you.
That was the most pain I think I've ever felt. I, like, wore the wrong outfit.
Yeah, it looked hot.
Yeah. But when I discovered that location, I immediately texted my brother, and I'm like, we got to go here and fly the drone, and I have to run, because the song's really about perseverance and that struggle. And I was like, what better way to capture it than actually showing me in the desert, struggling in the hot, sunlight and running uphill. It was definitely harder than I thought. It's like you look out to the different sand dunes and you think they're super close, but it's like miles in between because there's nothing to really reference the distance.
Yeah.
And it was a little scary because it just felt like a big ocean. and it was super windy. But yeah, just super beautiful, and it really lended itself nicely to the video and the song.
Came out great, and Cliff Notes is on that as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Cliff's great.
And you, how'd that work out? You just like his music, like him? How'd that come about?
Yeah, we never really hung out, and I don't know him too much personally. Right. But we've crossed paths some, like, at different events, and had discussed possibly working together. And I just sent him the idea. I sent him the song, and I said, here's an open bridge. If you want to put something in and you feel it, let me know. And he sent over a verse remotely, and then it just fit right in. And, yeah, it was great. It was really fun and easy working with him.
Are you going to make videos for every song on this CD? Did I hear something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm going to... Yep, I'm working on it right now. We have one in the works for Merry-Go-Round, and then a couple ideas floating around for a couple songs, and then one I'm filming in December for a song called Tourist that I'm really excited about. But yeah, that's my goal, is to do a video for each song.
Yeah, I love the song Tourist. I'm a big lyrics guy, and I love the lyric in Tourist that goes, I used to be instructable, I'm just not tonight. And I guess to me, that's about, you know, it's okay to kind of be, use the cliche, but it's okay to not be okay. You don't have to feel indestructible all the time.
Exactly. Yeah, and I took that line from a song I wrote back in, like, 2012, and it was on my first album that never really saw the light of day, but it was this song called Greener Then. And it was a line that I had always loved, but never felt, like, that whole album just never got out anywhere. But I was like, man, this is how I feel again. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm usually just like, nothing can break me down. Like, I'm always, you know, just going, facing things head on. And then there's just those nights when you're just like, I don't know, I'm just going to break down right now because, you know, I don't feel like I'm indestructible right now.
Especially during the times, the time everyone went through, the pandemic time and all. It's even more difficult during that stuff to feel all super powerful all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
that's a pretty vulnerable song.
Yeah.
And all together.
Yeah, I love that part of it. Middle of Nowhere. That was on 100 Restless Thoughts, and you did a remix for this. Another great song. That was probably my favorite song off of 100 Restless Thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, that's my campfire song, and it's it was only ever meant to be an acoustic one, but then I think because I felt like a lot of people ended up really liking it, and I just fell in love with playing that song and like just connecting with it. I was like, let's do a full band version, and Benny was into it. He's here, by the way.
Hello. Oh. Hey, Benny.
What's up?
Benny's like, who are you talking to? We got to pull over for this guy?
I ate a burrito like the size of a football, and I'm like happily digesting it right now.
I saw the burrito.
Oh,
I saw visual evidence of the burrito on the gram.
Yeah, it was.
Oh yeah.
But it went well. The burrito was good.
It was great, but I'm paying for it now. I've been paying for it for the last like 4 hours.
Keep the windows down.
Yeah.
We're like in this nice neighborhood, and do you ever hear Nichols Canyon?
No.
It's like near Laurel Canyon. We've been like driving around seeing the sights, but we also just both got a little car sick because of all the windy roads and all the
That's where you
elevation.
Are now? That's where you
yeah,
are?
Yeah, right now we're at Nichols Canyon, just hanging out in front of someone's house.
So you're not in the area?
Oh, no.
No,
not
we're
really.
In LA.
Yeah. Even more impressive that you managed to call in and somewhat at a... Yeah, I was in the middle of... I was in the middle of playing on a turntable by the Interrupters.
Oh, nice.
And so the phone rang.
And then I interrupted you.
And I just gassed it. Like, normally I would say, call back. But I just, like, stopped the song short. And, it was, like, 30 seconds of dead air before I finally got you on. But we're there. We're here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I tried calling and then it failed, so.
Yeah, we got it. It's all good.
My bad. Yeah,
but
we're good. We're
going to play. I'm going to play the entire CD here. In a minute. And so I gotta get that in. But what's the future hold for you? Anything you want to divulge?
Man, it's all unknown. I don't know. I've been building up to the album release for so long that I didn't plan post-album release. But I'm hoping some, you know, future touring maybe in the spring and some more live shows. But, yeah, right now just working on some music videos. for the rest of the album and just, like, working on some visual things.
Is that what you're doing out there now? Then, working on videos?
It's funny because yes, but not for myself. Oh. I'm going to be filming some music videos for my friend's band.
I know you're busy with that, yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of that on the side. And, lots of travel happening this month and some, like, some work stuff, like, as far as, like working with a bunch of artists on their releases and some, like, music videos and photos stuff. But we actually, Benny and I hit the studio, like, last week and started already on the next release, which is either going to be, like, a deluxe version of Blue Hour out in the summer or the next album, which will hopefully be out next year. But I feel like it might be too early to start promoting that.
Yeah.
Just trying to get this album out there, let people know about it. And I think I'm going to be playing at O'Brien's on December 30th with Rebuilder. And that hasn't been released yet, anyone listening now, you're the first to hear. And
I'll hit that show because I like Rebuilder. Yeah. Obviously, like you. So, yeah.
Oh, they're so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. It's like their New Year's bash, so they asked me to open the first night.
Oh, cool.
And, it'll be fun. So that's basically all that's coming up that I know of right now.
That's enough now. You're busy. I know that. So I'm going to get going so I can get this whole, it's only an hour show. I got to get the whole CD in here, but thanks so much.
Thing in there.
Thanks so much for calling in and,
Thank
it's a great release.
Yeah, I always love being on your show.
I know.
Hope to see you soon. Thanks for being on the release show. Thanks for promoting. Thanks for doing what you do.
Oh, yeah. It's all about you guys. It's all about the music. You and Benny be good.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Skybar. Thanks so much.
All right. Peace. See ya.
Bye.
All right. Let's see if I can hang this thing up. That was that was Carissa. She was with Benny. I had no idea. I didn't know. I thought she was around in the area, but you know, she's a busy girl. So, without further ado, I'm going to play the entire album Blue Hour starting now.
Top on. It's like I'm always picking petals off a stem, making movies in the clouds only to figure out what's truly on my mind. And it'll turn to dust tomorrow with all the time we spent in sorrow. I know, I know, I know. I won't, I won't, I won't let it get the best of me or let it take the rest of me. Oh, the hands of time will never hold me still. I don't know how long I'll be running uphill. I feel like the sky again, I'm ready to cry, but I know, I know it won't last. It's like I'm always on the greener side, greener side. I know it's not actually greener on the other side. And it'll fade from view tomorrow if these boots keep running and never stop. I know, I know, I know. I won't, I won't, I won't let it get the best of me, let it take the rest of me. Oh, no. The hands of time will never hold me still. I don't know how long I'll be running uphill. I feel like the sky again, I'm ready to cry, but I know, I know it won't last.
I used to see the springtime as a reminder. Sometimes you gotta double touch the space to get the finder. I used to double touch the pain until I lost the timer. I've been lost to really looking for myself, kinda praying I could find you.
Maybe I'm lost like an ocean, or maybe I'm just really kinda broken.
Yeah. Maybe a week's been weak, and a week's been pain. Maybe I'm tired of the week, and I don't wanna be the same. But I know I can never let them break me down. I won't let them see me frown from here to now. I can only scream it loud, like I know, I know, I know. I won't, I won't, I won't.
Sold me a souvenir. I'm inside the street.
All right, you're listening to Rising with Sky Bar, WMFO in Medford, playing all of Chrissa Johnson's release, Blue Hour. Songs you just heard were Polaroids, Running Uphill featuring Cliff Notes, The Sound, and Wasting Dreams, all off of that fantastic new CD. I'm going to keep it going with the next tune. There are 10 of them. We're going to play them all.
My questions are just memories, my fears conjure up some.
That was Tourist off of Blue Hour, Merry-Go-Round, and Time, Only Time. All off that fantastic new Krista Johnson release. I want to thank her again for calling in from the road. So we got three more to go on this. And here is the next tune off of Blue Hour.
Sun rising, set from here. I watch it like a club. this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm gonna
be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
My split decisions, I lost sight.
Called The Copyright. The song was called Part of the Landscape off Alone in the Dome. Before that, you heard the end of the Carissa Johnson Blue Hour CD. Played a song called You, Middle of Nowhere, and The Outline. Once again, I want to thank her for calling in. It's a fantastic CD. It's called Blue Hour. It just came out. Get a hold of it. But I got to get out of here. I'm going to leave you with a quick one by a local band called Avoid One Thing. Thanks for listening. Peace. See you next week.
This is for the malcontents and the years misspent, bumming cigarettes off only Vietnam vets. Jenny and Elizabeth with all the school days.